Good morning, everyone. Today is the 11th of May, Wednesday morning, 2022. I hope you all are having a good week. And, you know, there used to be a movie. I think it was called The Time Machine. And it was about people that had... there was this machine that would give people forecast of the future, and they could look into this machine and it would tell them what was going to happen in the future. And like if it was really something bad that was going to happen in the future, like if someone was going to be killed in a someone was going to walk in front of a car and get killed or something like that, everybody would try to do everything they could to keep this person from going in a street, you know. And it'd come right up to the time that this machine forecasted, but somehow, inadvertently, you know, the person would walk in front of a car. They could not change the course of events. Regardless of how much effort they put into it, they could not change the course of events. Well, you know, there was a certain amount of biblical truth there, okay? We cannot change the course of events in human history. God has ordained it, okay? And a lot of people don't understand that. They think they can do something, okay, to circumvent God's almighty decree. And all I got to say is, if you're one of those people, you're not God. Let God be God and every man a liar, okay? I'll give you one example in the Bible that I like a lot. Remember the little short-statured man, Zacchaeus? Remember when he climbed up in a sycamore tree with the Savior for to see? Remember that? Well, listen to this. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. He didn't say, if you'll execute your free will, I might come over to your house and have tea with you. Is that what he said? No, he said, make haste and come down. He commanded him, make haste and come down. Make haste and come down. For I must. He didn't say I might abide at your house today. You know, if you fix me the right kind of tea, I might come over. I must abide at thy house today. And what was Zacchaeus' response? And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Are you receiving the truth of God's word joyfully with haste? Has God told you to get out of that tree that you're stuck in and come down out of that tree of free will and abide with Christ, you know, as he decreed it? Now, I have good news for you. If he's decreed it, you're going to come down out of the tree, okay? But if he has decreed you stay up in the tree, there's no way you're going to get out of the tree. You're stuck in the tree. If he's decreed you're going to stay in the tree, you're going to stay in the tree, okay? You know, tree houses are nice, but who wants to live in a tree house? Okay, who wants to live in a tree house? My sheep hear my voice, Isn't that what he says? My sheep hear my voice. John 10:27. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice. Notice how he says, if any man hear my voice. There are many that don't hear the voice. They don't even hear the knocking. Okay? In Isaiah, we're told that God gives some, He blinds their eyes. He deafens their ears so they can't hear, so they can't see. If any man hear my voice. Well, I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. Psalm 85:8. Well, I just wanted to remind people of the story of Zacchaeus this morning, and I also want to remind people that, you know, have the idea that they are going to change the course of history. You know, how many times have you heard someone talk about some president, maybe John F. Kennedy or whoever, and they say, he changed the course of history. No. Because history is his story. God's story, not John F. Kennedy's story. Okay? By the way, the assassination of John F. Kennedy could not have been altered. It was decreed by God. The assassination of Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King and anyone else who's been assassinated, it was decreed by God. You might not like that, but that's a fact. You know, it was decreed by God that Christ would be slain. He said, you by wicked hands have slain, but because of the determinate counsel of God, you by wicked hands have slain. He was slain from the foundation of the world. And what I'm talking about this morning is the great doctrine called predestination. Predetermined before it happens. You know? That doesn't mean we have to like everything that happens. We may not like who's the president of the United States. We may not like certain laws that are passed in Congress. We may not like who our parents are. We may not like where we're living. We may not like our jobs and so on. Scripture says to be content for whatever state you're in. Are you in the state of misery this morning? Do you live in Missouri? And, you know, the other thing is that many people go through their whole life feeling sorry for themselves. They have a grudge. It's like they have a grudge against everybody, you know. I remember when I was a young kid, I told my mom, why did you have me? I didn't choose to be born. You know. Well, anyway, this morning, let us acknowledge and let us realize that God has ordained all things for his glory. And we will be much more joyful and happy in that state. God bless.